back on Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, the top doc is on the phone line. Dr. Jim Adams is the Chief Medical Officer, Senior Vice President of Northwestern Medicine, and joins us from time to time to answer your questions. If you have one, give us a text at 312-981-7200, or better yet, a quick phone call at 312-981-7200, and we'll get you some answers. It's all sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Dr. Adams, how are you?
Very good. Glad to be here.
Can I just say, you're the chief medical officer. I've talked to several Northwestern doctors through all of this, and you are all just phenomenal. I mean, I am just blown away by the confidence and knowledge. No matter what the question comes your way, or Dr. Most, or any of them, it's such a great resource. So I really appreciate that.
Well, that's nice of you to say. Appreciate it.
Sure. Now I'm going to try to stump you. Are you ready?
Okay.
No, I wouldn't do that. But, okay, so the number of vaccines being distributed in the state of Illinois has been dropping each day for the past week. That's not because we're all getting vaccinated. It sounds like it's because fewer and fewer of us are going to get vaccinated. Why is that a bad thing?
Well, more than half of the people in the state have gotten one shot, and maybe 30% have gotten both so far. But we really want more people to get vaccinated. The governor's making it easier and easier. The mayor's making it easier and easier. So we do want people to show up. The highly motivated people have gotten it. Now we need the people who are a little taking it easy.
Why is it important? I mean, what's our number for herd immunity?
Well, nobody knows for sure. Yeah, Everybody's guessing it's a moving target, but we'd love to get 60, 70, 80% of people vaccinated. The more, the better. And it really is good for us. Getting the vaccine is the safest thing we can do for ourselves and our family.
The Biden administration set to relax outdoor mask requirements perhaps as early as tomorrow. Long time coming. You surprised by that? Do you think it's a good idea, bad idea?
Not surprised. You recalled that before, too. It's a good idea. But I think I still wear masks if I'm close to people's breaths. But on the outdoors, when you're walking by, no risk. On the lakefront, no risk. Where the wind is blowing, no risk. But if you're close to people's breath, it's still good to be safe until we've taken this whole thing home.
Okay, so good day. Good point. Today is a very windy day. The wind gusts 45 miles an hour, but, you know, sustained winds, it's a windy day. So does that mean that I could even be standing, and not suggesting people do this, but hypothetically standing next to someone having a 10-minute conversation outside, and there'd be no concern or very little concern?
You know, if I was too close, I would still be a little bit cautious at this moment. But the blowing wind really does add a lot of safety. But while we're in this phase, I'm still encouraging caution until we complete the vaccination.
And let's admit it, Doctor, none of us likes to talk too closely to each other anyway. So that's it's always a good excuse.
Good point.
Do you think that there will be a distinction for outdoor masks as to whether or not you've been vaccinated?
Well, it's going to be hard to do because vaccination still at this moment is largely personal health information, so we're not going to know. And that's why we want a really high percentage of people vaccinated so it is safe and we really don't have to worry that way.
So, I'm sorry, so there probably won't be a distinction?
It's probably not going to be able to be a distinction because we just don't know who's going to be vaccinated or not.
All right, we have a text question here that came in early on. Hello, doctor. I've had neck and shoulder aches for about 10 to 12 days. No temperature, but I feel fatigued half the day. Is this a symptom of the virus? I've not received either dose of the vaccine.
It's hard to say. It's worth getting tested. The testing is free and easy, so nobody knows, but it's certainly easy enough just to get a test if there's worry.
It really is easy to get it now, isn't it? I mean, just a matter of just showing up. And it's really easy to get the vaccine now. I was on a couple of websites earlier today. There are all kinds of appointments. Are you finding that at Northwestern Medicine, too?
Yes, absolutely true. All sites have availability. The United Center is even taking walk-ups now, which is new. And so it's getting easier and easier.
And this is another text question, why do we need to wait 3 weeks before the second dose? Can we get it earlier?
No, you really do have to wait that 3 weeks or 4 weeks, depending on the type of vaccine. So your body gets that first injection, mounts an immune response, and then when it has seen and mounted that response, then it's introduced again 3 to 4 weeks, and then your body gets to a higher level. So it really does take that time to build that full immunity.
I'm getting my second shot this week, and it's been, I think it's been more than 4 weeks since I got my first one. I made the second appointment right away, so it's within the window, but it's okay to go a little longer, right, than it is to go too quick.
It is. If you have to miss, get your second shot no matter what. Even if it's delayed, it still works. It still boosts. It's still critical to get your immunity high.
Talking to Dr. Jim Adams, he's the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. If you've got a question, you can give us a call, 312-981-7200. The doctor is in. You can send us a text as well. It doesn't have to be COVID-related. Maybe it hurts when you do this. Don't do that. First, here's Mary. We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN, talking to Dr. Jim Adams. He is the Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine. Okay, Dr. Adams, we've got a couple of phone calls we're going to take here. Let's start with Randy. Randy, welcome to WGN. I'm sorry, this is Mary Lou. Mary Lou, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Coming to you, Randy. Go ahead, Mary Lou.
I wanted to know how long the virus lives on various surfaces.
Did you watch the Oscars last night, Mary?
No, I did not. I missed them.
Glenn Close was wearing gloves. My wife and I were disagreeing over whether it was a fashion statement or she was worried about germs. Dr. Adams, we've learned a lot about that, haven't we?
We have, and you can go online and find different surfaces because it is different time frames on different surfaces. The virus can live. However, two things. One, it's very easy to kill. Soap and water kills it. Household cleaners kill it. So it's very easy to wipe down and kill, number one. And number two, even though it does live on the surfaces, we just have not, throughout the course of this pandemic, seen people getting infected from surfaces. It's really from air, and that's why we keep talking about air. So wipe down the surface with anything. It'll be safe, and then you'll be good.
So keep things as clean as normal, Mary Lou, but don't worry too much about it, okay?
Okay, well, I live in a place where there are other people that all are opening a door to our garages. And so we've got like four different families. And I keep thinking, I wonder, you know, I try to wipe down that doorknob, but it gets me a little concerned.
Well, I would say, Doctor, you correct me if I'm wrong, but wipe it down if it makes you feel better. But if you don't have a wipe, you'll probably be okay.
Okay.
How was that, Doctor?
And I always wash my hands when I come into the house or come into a new place. So
absolutely.
Yep, and you'll be safe. You will be fine.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
You're welcome.
You know, that just highlights how much we're learning, or you guys are learning, you doctors, through all of this. You know, we have assumptions early on, and things change. And by and large, I think most of us have been patient about it, understanding that. There was a study out of MIT just in the past few days now that says the interior 6-foot separation isn't as important as we thought it once was, that air ventilation and things like that are more important. Are you familiar with that study?
I am. So it's an early study, and I would not make too much of that, but I would take the point that you just made. Throughout this entire thing, the ventilation and the amount of air movement really is the main thing. So I don't eat in restaurants, even if it's spaced, if the environment is too enclosed and the air movement is too little.
So you're still looking at that at restaurants?
Yes,
so
I am.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up then, because I go to restaurants and I don't focus too much on it. How do I know? What do I look for?
It's sometimes hard to tell, but if they have moving circulating fans, I like that a lot. If they have high ceilings, I like that. If there's a lot of open space, and sometimes even now with the warm weather, some windows open, all of that means a lot.
Yeah.
And so that's the stuff I like to see.
I was reading about the MIT study, and they said that an open window can create great benefits, just opening a window.
It's huge. It really is impressive. And so these small things do matter, and then we'll figure it out for next winter too. And this past winter, flu seemed to go away because we were so careful.
Right.
We'd like to keep those trends going.
All right. Now we're going to talk to Randy. Randy, sorry about that. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Steve. Hi, doctor. So I guess my question is this. I'm fully vaccinated since March, and I'm very, very happy about that. My question is that when are we going to receive a third shot, or are we going to ever need a third shot to kind of get us over the hill on this one?
Great question. Don't know for sure, although all the virus variants around the world are being analyzed and a booster is being put together with the anticipation just to provide fullest protection against the variant. So we're good, but I would expect to get one sometime in the next year.
And then my second part to that question is it something they might combine with the flu shot and make it an easier process so it's kind of like a one-stop, you know?
Oh, it's a great question, and you're exactly right. They're working on that now, and they think that they can get better flu shots that is combined with this, and the vaccine people are trying to make that work, yes.
Thanks for your call, Randy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Love science.
A lot of questions today about second vaccines, and I was reading somewhere where it's like 5 million people have not gone back for the second dose, which sounds terrible, but it's actually bigger than other vaccines like shingles. I guess there's fewer people going back. It's important to get both doses, right?
It's very important to get both doses. Why not get the most protection? And even if you are delayed, like you said earlier, still go back and get it. But it is a very low percentage, maybe 8% or fewer. But we still really do want people to go back and get that second.
All right,
shot.
Brian is called. Brian, welcome to WGN.
Hi, Steve. Hi, doctor. My question is this. I got my first dose on Saturday, and I was just thankfully I had zero side effects from it. I was wondering, on the second dose, is it equal parts from like what you get on the first one, and then is the second one the same size dosage, or is there more in the second dose than there is in the first?
It's the same size dosage, and don't worry about it. Everybody complains about it, but I had less side effects on the second dose. People really tolerate, and the second dose is fine. I do hear some people complaining about it, but most people are really not having any significant problems,
so
even with second dose.
If I call you on Friday, a little under the weather, you're just going to tell me to buck up. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. That's right. Don't worry. You'll be fine.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Someone else said, and this is a question that gets asked a lot, but if you had, Moderna for the first and Pfizer's available for the second, is it okay to mix the two?
Well, so it's an open question. Because this is still new, we just really do not like to have those mix and match things. It tends to mess everything up, including the vaccine distribution. So I really would say get the same type of vaccine and at the same location so everybody can track it through, give you your vaccine cards, move things along. Just stick with the same thing for now, even though it's probably not dangerous or bad to get the mix.
Marcel has called. Marcel, welcome. What's your question for Dr. Adams?
Thank you, Steve, and thanks, Dr. Adams, for all that you do. You were just talking about ventilation. I'm still a little bit apprehensive about air travel as far as sitting in airplanes with full of people. Has the airline industry, have they done anything with respect to the ventilation on these aircrafts that continue to be packed with people? And thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a great question. The airlines and airplanes have been very, very carefully studied. And the airlines are good about making sure everybody wears a mask, which is the number one thing. They're recirculating air in very healthy ways, making sure it's filtered. And so the air coming out of the vents does tend to be clean. So when you sit down, turn your air vent on so it's blowing down and making sure the air is moving away from you. If you and everybody else has the mask on, so far the airline travel has proven to be really very safe.
Yeah,
the international things are long. It might be different, but it's proven to be safe.
That's good to hear. And again, you've got that little fan above your head. That's the ventilation that you've been talking about, right?
That's exactly right. Maximize that ventilation.
All right. One more quick one. I'll just read this text. Our office is going back full time in May. It's not mandatory all employees are vaccinated. What are the guidelines for that from the CDC?
The CDC is evolving in that. The people are coming back to offices. Everybody's going to have to get in a new rhythm. We're going to find that it's reasonable and safe to do so, but everybody's going to have to find that new rhythm. The CDC's coming out with those guidelines soon.
Dr. Adams, it was great to talk to you today. Thanks very much. I look forward to the next time.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to take a break. Oh, after the news, after the Northwestern Medicine newsroom cast, I should say, it's going to be time for Kevin's book report, so don't go anywhere.